This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Children know. They may not have all the information. They may not know exactly the details or exactly what the adults are upset about, but they know something's wrong. And they normally know more than the adults think that they do. And this was absolutely the case in 1972. My sister Shelley and I were extremely aware that our mother was really upset about something that had occurred north of Atlanta. A little girl had been abducted, and they could not find her. And it went on for over a week. And then they found her murdered. And my mother was just not okay with it. It was after Christmas time. Everybody was back in school. And this little girl had been so brutally harmed, nobody knew who the killer was. And the witnesses said he was in a truck. And our mom thought he could be anywhere. He could be down here. He could be in South Georgia. He could be in West Georgia. So she made us aware that we needed to be more careful, and she didn't want us going too far from the house. But the reality is, it didn't matter if you were in your own front yard. Sometimes children are taken from their own front yard. July 27th, 1981, Adam was just 6 years old when he was abducted from the Sears department store. His mom was just in the next aisle. She did what every mom does at some point. You stay right here with the older kids and look at this video game. I'll be right back. It wasn't even 10 minutes. And when she came back, the older boys and Adam were gone. Now, unbeknownst to her, she didn't know that a security guard came over and said, "Hey, y'all are being a little rambunctious. Y'all need to go." So the older boys just started leaving the store. Well, Adam followed them. He thought that's what he was supposed to do. His mom immediately started to search for him, immediately started to panic, looked all over the store, surrounding area, and then the police were involved. August the 10th, 1981, only Adam's head was found by fishermen 100 miles away in Vero Beach, Florida. Adam's father, John Walsh, he started America's Most Wanted. He and his wife threw everything they had into, we are going to help every child that we can, whether it's abduction, missing, runaway, or missing and then found murdered. They were relentless in their advocacy for every child. But that is not where the family business stops. And tonight, we are, I think, in the presence of somebody that has done something so extraordinary that he has decided that he is going to take up and dedicate his life to also helping children for a brother he never had the chance to meet. And it is a great honor for me to introduce y'all to Callahan Walsh. Callahan, thank you so much for being a part of Zone 7.
Cheryl, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
And you know, every single time I've ever talked to you and I've said things like, you know, it's just amazing what you do. It is incredible what your parents have done. You always say basically the same sentiment. And you say, that's nice of you to say, or thank you so much. But the reality is, you could have gone on and done a lot of things. You could have distanced yourself from sadness and horrific events and children being murdered. But you, like your parents, decided, you know what? Adam's death is not going to be in vain. I heard your mama say that over and over and over in different interviews. And I think that is so powerful when anybody can turn their grief into something so extraordinary.
That's how I grew up. You know, I watched my parents channel their emotions and their anger and their energy over what happened to Adam to make sure that Adam didn't die in vain. You know, we celebrated this little boy's life, as you mentioned. I never met Adam. Adam was kidnapped before I was born, but I knew everything about that little boy. We celebrated his birthdays. I knew his favorite sports and movies, baseball and Star Wars. You know, and they said, you know, if Adam's song is to continue, then we must do the singing. And we try to do that every single day, whether it's at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, bringing home finding missing kids, to fighting against exploitation, to, you know, my father hosting America's Most Wanted, and now me co-hosting his show In Pursuit and finding, you know, still finding fugitives, profiling these wanted bad guys and hopes to get the tips that bring them to justice. You know, we know there are so many families out there that are seeking justice, and whether it's finding their missing child or child that's been exploited, to the cases that we do on the show of murders and serial rapists and, you know, the worst of the worst that we profile on In Pursuit. I'm honored, honestly, to follow in their footsteps. It's a pursuit that, you know, I always imagined one day I would eventually be working at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. I just didn't know when. I didn't know it would be so early in my professional career. But I worked on America's Most Wanted. I was a producer for the show. When the show was ultimately canceled on Fox after 25 years, I worked in development and creating a new show for my father, The Hunt, that went to CNN. And that's when I made my break over the National Center. And I've been working there ever since. Now, of course, also joining my father on his new show again, In Pursuit, on Investigation Discovery. But I know I have the biggest shoes to fill with my father and my mother. But I'm just honored to be able to continue Adam's legacy and continue what they started.
And see, that's what I love about what you're doing, because you're carving your own way. I mean, they forged a path. There's no question about it. But they forged a path for a lot of people, not just you. There's a lot of people doing incredible work because of the groundwork they laid. But you're doing things your parents never did.
And we couldn't do it without the other child advocates that joined the fight. I mean, mm-hmm. When we started the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, originally it was the Adam Walsh Resource Center. That's what it was called. And my mother had the idea to create some place that parents could go to when they're looking for their missing child, because they realized that there was no support when they were looking for Adam. Local law enforcement, of course, they wanted to help. They didn't know how. And there was no response from any federal or state body to come in and help save the day. They realized that there was really no organization out there. And in the wake of Adam's disappearance, the Hollywood post office, this is Hollywood, Florida, estimates that they delivered over 40,000 pieces of mail to my parents' home in the wake of Adam's disappearance. Many were letters of condolence, but many were letters of other parents who had missing children, whose cases were not getting the same attention that Adam's case got. You have to think back in 1981, it was difficult to get a missing child case elevated to national news. And Adam's case captivated the country. But there were so many other kids out there who were missing at the same time Adam went missing, whose cases were not getting the attention that Adam's got. And so when my parents, you know, received these letter after letter, they knew that something had to be done. And so they started the Adam Walsh Resource Center in our garage, off a card table and a landline telephone, if people remember what a landline telephone was.
Yes.
But it's the other child advocates that have joined the fight. Whether it's the employees at the National Center, we're over 500 full-time employees now. It's just amazing how many people just are dedicated to the cause, but also all the other organizations and NGOs and grassroots local organizations. That there's just so many people that have now joined the fight. It's amazing to see how many people are out there and want to protect our nation's most vulnerable population, our children.
And you know, that's something I remember about your mama. Often when she was on an interview, she would mention other missing children. She would use her platform to make sure there was some equal billing here. And I remember thinking, that's the most extraordinary thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, if you remember, they even had a made-for-TV movie. Again, we're talking landline telephones and made-for-TV movies. We're talking 80s here, right? There was the movie Adam. At the end of that movie, my parents made sure that other images of missing children were broadcasted during the credits. You know, so at the end of the movie, when the credits were rolling, they were showing images of active missing children's cases. And it was so successful in finding those missing children in quite a few of them that they had to re-edit the credits of that movie so that they could enter more missing children in there because so many of them had been found. And that was really what was one of the turning points in understanding, hey, the public is the force multiplier here. Mm-hmm. The public can help us in this mission. The public can help find missing kids because they're the eyes and ears on the ground. Yes, law enforcement does an incredible job of helping find missing children. We work with law enforcement, both local, state, and federal authorities. And those partnerships, we weren't able to do what we're able to do without that. But the public, I mean, that's the reason we put out the posters. That's the reason we put out images of missing children. All it takes is one person. It's got to be the right person. But all it takes is one person to spot that missing child. It could be the reason that child is reunited with their family. And so after that made-for-TV movie, Adam, my parents were quick to realize, hey, this works. And so we've been doing that as well at the National Center. And we've circulated missing children's posters literally in the billions since our inception because we know it works.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
My children would tell you that I was somewhat overprotective. And, you know, you can't help it in this business because, you know, people say, oh, you know, for the kids, stay together, stay right in front of the house. Well, I know that's what Amber Hagerman did. She did everything right. She did everything that we tell children to do, and she was kidnapped anyway. But what I heard you say one time just hit me like a ton of bricks. And I thought, how incredible were your parents? Because you said I was allowed to play outside.
Yeah, I think most people would think after what happened to Adam that my parents would never, you know, would lock me in a room and I'd never see the light of day. But my parents understood, you know, what it's like to be a child and what a child needs growing up. And we want children to be able to play outside. We want children to be able to live in an environment that they can feel safe. Every child deserves a safe childhood. And we want to make sure that children can play outside still, even in this day and age. You know, we just saw the horrible stranger kidnapping in upstate New York. In 2023, these things still happen. But we want to empower children to be able to make safe and smart decisions. We want to be able to teach parents how to instill safety messaging and talk to their kids about identifying risky situations and learning how to avoid them. You know, my parents still let me play outside. They knew that I needed to be, you know, an independent little kid to become a functioning adult. And they couldn't be the helicopter parent all the time. And so, while yes, I had every rule in the book instilled in me, I even those early anecdotal ones, you know, no name on the backpack and have the safety word and, you know, all this stuff. And I think, you know, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, we have some incredible child safety prevention education programs out there. But every program that the National Center has ever put out, I was basically beta tested on, I feel like, as a kid. So I know them all. But at the same time, it's about, you know, understanding those rules and understanding, you know, what to do in a situation. You know, we've been analyzing attempted abductions at the National Center for over a decade. We know over 80% of the time when a child is in that situation where they're actively being abducted, 80% of the time, the reason they were able to get away was something that that child did proactively. It wasn't an adult coming in to save the day. It was something that that child did, like kicking, screaming, you know, drawing attention to the situation. And so it really is about empowering children with that safety messaging and making sure that they understand, well, hey, you know, yes, you can be out here and be independent and let's, you know, we can have a good time. But if something happens, you know, you need to make sure that you're doing everything in your power to prevent that individual from taking you to that second location, as we always talk about. And so, I grew up with all that safety messaging. And, you know, when I started at the National Center, to tell you the truth, I started and I still continue to work in outreach prevention education, but that's where I started. Prevention will always hold a special place in my heart. I truly believe, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. We, of course, at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children want to make sure kids don't go missing or become exploited in the first place. And so taking in all the information, all the cases that we work on, whether it's the, you know, 30,000 active missing children's cases that we're working on at any one time in our missing children's division, or the 32 million reports of child sexual exploitation that we receive through our cyber tip line that happen, you know, online last year in 2022 alone, we're looking at this data, we're analyzing it, we're spotting trends and creating prevention education material out of this research to make sure that children are empowered and have the latest information and data at their fingertips to make sure that they're making, again, these safe and smart decisions, whether it's online or in the real world.
32 million?
32 million reports to our cyber tip line last year alone of suspected child sexual exploitation. Those numbers are unacceptable. For the listeners that don't know what the cyber tip line is, it's a tip line that we operate at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. We take in reports, yes, from the public. We take in a lot of reports from internet service providers as well. We're talking all the social media platforms you know of, Google, Microsoft, all of it, you name it. 32 million reports of suspected child sexual exploitation online came into the National Center through our cyber tip line in 2022 alone.
Now, Adam's case changed the way law enforcement investigates cases. Can you tell us how?
You're absolutely right. Adam's case changed the way not only law enforcement, but the way the public looks and investigates and deals with missing children's cases. But, you know, with law enforcement, it's interesting because the FBI had just created the NCIC just before Adam's disappearance. And while they had all sorts of criminal cases in there, they refused to enter Adam's case. They had cases of stolen racehorses, but yet refused to enter the case of a stolen child. That's changed. Not only are the FBI a strong, strong and lasting partner of the National Center, where we have FBI agents who are assigned to the National Center, literally where their desk is at our headquarters. The work that we do with the FBI through Operation Cross Country, if your listeners are familiar with Operation Cross Country, it's a sting operation to catch child sex traffickers and rescue survivors. That operation was done right out of our HQ last year. And so these partnerships run deep, and it's not just federal partnerships, which is incredible. I mean, our federal partnerships, it allows us to do what we're able to do, whether it's FBI, Marshals, Secret Service, they're all incredible partners. But the local and state partnerships as well, you know, working and training law enforcement. We've trained over 450,000 law enforcement professionals at our organization in how to search for missing children, how to do poster distribution, how to do grid searches and landfill searches. We've trained so many because we know so much, but we want to spread this to every jurisdiction in the country. And so not only do we have these trainings and bringing law enforcement to our organization, but we also have Team Adam, which just celebrated its 20th anniversary. And Team Adam is a group of retired law enforcement professionals, and they all specialize in missing children's cases. They're Team Adam members. They're spread out throughout the country. And when an active missing child case pops up, again, like the case we saw in upstate New York just recently, we deploy Team Adam on site, and they become boots on the ground and allow local law enforcement to be hooked up with all the resources that we have at the National Center, including all of our federal partnerships as well. And that can be anything from, again, those searches to canines, to drones, to poster distribution, even handling the media. You know, sometimes we have these cases where the local jurisdiction is like five officers and you have a missing child case that just captivates the nation's attention. And you have, you know, NBC Nightly News showing up and Good Morning America and the Today Show and Anderson Cooper and, you know, all these people descending, you know, on the small location. And sometimes it's even help just with the media and how to deal with that. And so, you know, we try to take all the experience that we've gained over these 40 years of operation to help these local jurisdictions when they're actively dealing with a critical missing child case.
And Callahan, it must drive you crazy when things like Delphi happen and all the work that you've done and all the effort and all the teams, and you still have law enforcement say, well, they've just run away.
Yeah. The Delphi case is, I profiled that case on In Pursuit, on Investigation Discovery on my show, and not a typical case I would do. Honestly, I handpicked that case. It was a case I wanted to do because it, Abby and Libby, you know, those two girls, I just, you know, I see their picture and I just, I can't imagine what they went through, you know, the wherewithal that both of those girls had to record their abductor just moments before the fatal incident occurred. you know, that how terrified those girls must have been. I knew it was a case we had to do. And I say it's a case we don't typically do because on In Pursuit, just like America's Most Wanted, we profile a wanted fugitive where we know who the bad guy is. We just don't know where he is. In this case, we don't know who did it. And that's what's so baffling, because you have a small, tight-knit community. You have a case where this guy traverses. I've been on that bridge, and I know your listeners know exactly what I'm talking about. But there is a bridge that Abby and Libby recorded. This perperpetrator walked across this bridge that he walked across. He had his hands in his pockets. I've walked across that bridge. It is beyond treacherous.
Preach. Yes.
And if you are going to walk across that bridge with your hands in your pockets, you know that area. You've walked across that bridge before. There are rapids below that bridge, hundreds of feet down, rocks everywhere. And for him to be able to stroll across that bridge, right upon those girls, and his cadence and his walk and the clothing that he was wearing, it baffles me that community cannot figure out what happened and who that individual is. It baffles me that they cannot identify this individual. And so the Delphi case, I mean, it, like many others, haunts me still to this day. And it's, I know local law enforcement wants nothing but to find their killers. It's been an interesting investigation. There's been twists and turns. There's been new information and new sketches. And it's one that I just can't believe hasn't been solved. I just can't believe it. I really can't.
A 14-year-old girl gave us the best evidence ever.
Audio and video. Audio and video.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And to your point, you've got the clothing, you've got the cadence, you've got enough of him that if you knew him, you should have been able to say, oh my gosh, that's blank. And then when the first composite came out, and then the second composite came out, I was like, okay, I don't want to lose faith in what they're doing, but I don't understand this. I don't understand how we have two opposite looking people. And you told us to scrap this one, and now it's this guy, and he's so much younger.
Oh my gosh. I don't.
No, you picked the right one. And I mean, everyone is the right one. Every case, you know, deserves as much publicity as possible because.
And that's the hardest part. That's the hardest part. It's turning down cases.
Yes, because you only have so much time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It breaks my heart. You know, when people reach out on social media or write to the show, and I encourage people to do so because we have picked some incredible cases from it. You know, the media tries to capture a lot of these, but we find cases that the media hasn't covered at all. You know, when family reaches out. Because, of course, you know, when we're ever doing a case on the show, we want two things. One, the blessing of the family, of course. We're never going to do a case. We're never going to drag you back through this traumatic experience if you don't want to. If you don't want us to profile the case, we're not going to. But we also need law enforcement. We need law enforcement to open up their books, to open up the case files, to show us what's going on in the investigation, to see where they've hit a dead end, to see where they've hit some crossroads. That's the hardest part. When families reach out saying, hey, we want you to do this case on the show, and for X, Y, and Z reasons, we're not able to, it breaks my heart.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What can parents do? I mean, I know y'all have some places where they can go and learn how to prevent abductions and, you know, sexual exploitation, but just give parents a few little things right now. Just what should they be doing?
Sure. You know, number one, talking to your kids. Talk to your kids about making safe and smart decisions. You know, when it comes to prevention education and what real world, you know, abduction prevention, it's, you know, making sure that your kids know your whole name. They, especially the young kids, they need to know mom and dad's full name. They need to know their address. They need to know mom and dad's phone numbers. You know, there's some really great prevention education curriculum through our KidSmarts program. Anybody can go to missingkids.org. That's the website for the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Click on our education tab. KidSmarts teaches children the four rules of personal safety to make sure that they are making safe and smart decisions. Again, in the real world, we know most of these abductions happen between 2 and 7 p.m. when a child is walking to or from a school-related activity. And we use the four rules of personal safety. Check first, take a friend, tell people no, and tell a trusted adult. It's simple messaging for young kids. But for online safety, you know, those conversations need to mature as the child matures as well. And so that's, again, why I go back to making sure parents are having successful and ongoing conversations with their kids about safety. I always give, you know, when it comes to online safety, I give parents my top three rules or, you know, safety tips. Number one, try to understand the technology the best you can. You know, we understand you're not going to be a child safety expert overnight, and sometimes that knowledge gap can be so severe. You know, some parents didn't grow up with the internet, and children can be running circles around them. So talk to your kids, ask them what apps are they using? You know, download them yourself. Poke around. That's the best way. If you poke around and figure out how they work, sign up for them. Get a profile. That way you can friend your child and make sure, you know, that their profile is also set to private and make sure, you know, you can see who they're messaging and whatnot. So number one is try to understand the technology the best you can. Number two is to set ground rules and stick to them, especially if there's been any bad behavior in the past. And number three is back to those conversations. Have ongoing conversations with your kids about safety, because when they're young and they're first getting online, that conversation needs to be simple, easy for a child to understand. But as that child gets older and matures, that conversation needs to mature as well. The conversation you have with your youngest child about online safety is a vastly different conversation than you're having with your 16, 17-year-old about online safety, about, you know, romances that they're having online and sending nudes and, you know, all these sort of things. Parents need to continue having that dialogue. Unfortunately, parents can't raise their children the same way our parents raised us. The online landscape, you know, is here to stay. Internet has created life for the better in so many ways, but has created so many new ways to exploit children at the same time. Parents need to be aware of that, and they need to be empowering their children with this safety messaging.
You know, my son Huck played sports all through school and everything. And sometimes he would say, oh, I don't feel like practicing, or I don't feel like putting in the extra work after practice. And inevitably he would say, hey, Mom, you know what my competition is doing right now? Working out. So he would get up and go work out because he realized, you know, you don't have to, but that person's trying to take your spot, or that person's trying to beat you in a competition. Well, that's how I see criminals. You don't have to keep up if you don't want to, but I promise you that person is figuring out a way to get to your child.
Cheryl, we saw, especially during the pandemic, we saw tons of chatter on the dark web amongst exploiters sharing best practices, talking about how this is a great time. All kids are experiencing increased screen time. They're home, but they're on their computers. And when you have access to a child, you know, we used to have that family computer out in the living room. That's not how it is anymore. You know, most of the computers that we have, it's either a laptop that can travel or a cell phone. And that cell phone goes into the bedroom at night, into mm-hmm. the bathroom with children, mm-hmm. has a high-def mm-hmm. camera right on it.
Yep.
And so you're absolutely right. You know, we saw this chatter amongst these exploiters on the dark web, sharing best practices, tips and tricks, how to groom children, how to lure them and how to entice them online, how to avoid detection from parents and law enforcement. These exploiters are working together to build a playbook and using social media platforms as a private hunting preserve to prey on our children. So while you're sitting there and thinking, oh, this isn't a big deal, and oh, my child is, you know, I can see my kid, they're right there on the couch. That's giving you a false sense of security. If you don't know what kind of activity your child's getting into online, these are some conversations you need to start having.
And again, going back to Delphi, the grandparents had no idea. The parents had no idea. Her older sister had no idea that Libby had been in contact with anybody over Snapchat. So again, I can't echo what you're saying loud enough. Have the honest conversations. Children are already aware. Friends are telling them different things. They already know there's predators out there. You need to be able to tell them the truth.
And, you know, it is a bit reassuring because we're starting to see those types of conversations online as well, too, where, you know, kids are, you know, these exploiters are reaching out to them. And the kids are fighting back and they're you know, smartening up to these type of types of exploitation. And that always warms my heart. You know, we get these chat logs in and a kid is not falling for it and giving it right back to the exploiter. It's always interesting. But, you know, they're so accessible. I think that's what parents don't understand. Even whether it's through, you know, regular online activity, but even through gaming channels. I mean, we're seeing it more and more. This issue of what we call sextortion. Sextortion is a trend we didn't even have a word for a few years ago, but it's where an exploiter will essentially get their hands on a sexually explicit image of a child and then blackmail them for either more explicit photos or monetary goods and services. And so that child is essentially blackmailed. And what we're seeing, what we saw in the early stages of sextortion were individuals who were preying mostly on teenage girls for sexually explicit content. They were befriending them online, building, you know, what this young girl thought was perhaps a romantic relationship, requesting that nude image or semi-nude image. And then once that image was sent, that exploiter would use that as blackmail to request more explicit content. And of course, the explicit nature would ramp up over time. Unfortunately, what we're seeing right now is an explosion in what we call financial sextortion, where boys are being targeted through online gaming platforms. And again, this is what goes back to, you know, many parents like, oh, well, the chat rooms and this and that. Well, no, we're starting to see it in gaming platforms, online gaming platforms, where individuals are using, whether it's in-game currency or items or experience in the games, to befriend and earn the trust of young boys. And they will request, again, a sexually explicit image from that child. Once that image is received, those tables are immediately turned. And they are requesting wire transfer of money or gift cards or whatnot. And what we saw last year alone, over 12 boys in the United States, over a dozen boys committed suicide because they were victims of sextortion. Children who, you know, this isn't a mental health issue. This isn't our children who were suicidal before this. They were driven to suicide because of the shame and guilt of these images being exposed to their friends and families and whatnot. And in fact, we just saw a extradition. It's incredible. And hats off to law enforcement on this. An extradition of an individual, a child predator from Nigeria, who was preying on a young boy for financial gains, again, with the case of financial sextortion. And that boy committed suicide, unfortunately. And the individual who was responsible for that was extradited from Nigeria to the United States and is pending trial as we speak.
That is fantastic. And that's what should happen. You know, and a lot of times people will say to me, well, how bad is the problem? And I said, well, we had to invent a registry because there's that many. You need to know where they're living.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I said earlier that you're paving your own way, but I have to tell people, at CrimeCon, I saw you and Joe Mullins doing something that was so extraordinary, and he's going to be on Zone 7 sometime, but I've got to go ahead and mention this because, again, when you say, you know, how do I set myself apart? How can I do something more? How can I do something that's so unique and also helpful? Well, at CrimeCon, I got my socks knocked off. So tell everybody what y'all did in real time, right there in front of everybody.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was fantastic, right? So Joe Mullins, as you mentioned, he is a longtime forensic imaging specialist here at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. I've known Joe for a very long time, a very dedicated individual, an awesome, awesome guy. And so what we did is we worked, so CrimeCon this year was in Orlando. So we worked with the local medical examiner's office in Orlando, and we requested the remains of any unidentified children who have been found in the area and whose cases are still unsolved and are still unidentified. And so the local medical examiner's office provided us with a case our anthropologists, because we first consult forensic anthropologists before we start a forensic reconstruction. So what the medical examiner's office did is they CT scanned the skull, and then we had two different 3D prints, one-to-one exact replicas of the skull printed. And this was the case of the unidentified remains of what was believed to be between the ages of 12 and 18 years old Caucasian female, whose remains were found in a heavily wooded area that was formerly used as a garbage dump. Her remains were found. She had two gunshot wounds to the head, one from left to right and one sort of diagonal through her face, kind of from the back, sort of from the temple out through the nasal passage. And her remains, again, have gone unidentified. This is a cold case. This is 1973. This is a 50-year-old case. Her remains have gone unidentified since 1973. And so what Joe does when he starts with these forensic reconstructions is, of course, again, consult the forensic anthropologist. They said, okay, 12 to everything was actually, I think it was 13 to 18 years old. So we shoot down the middle. Joe was like, okay, we're going to aim for about a 16-year-old here, 15 to 16-year-old. What we were able to determine, we knew she was Caucasian. She's white. We also did know that she had brown hair. We don't always get that information, but she had brown hair pulled back in a ponytail. And so what Joe will start to do using oil-based clay is start the forensic reconstruction, lay in tissue depth markers, start putting in muscle ligature, cartilage, trying to determine what this child may have looked like in life, in hopes that somebody there at CrimeCon would identify who this child is. So Joe, starting in day one, this takes him about 2 weeks to do these facial reconstructions. He had 3 days. Mm. So lots of coffee. but Joe powered through, and again, a great crowd at CrimeCon, lots of questions. And so Joe starts with those tissue depth markers, laying in the ligature, trying to, you know, figuring out where the tip of the nose is, what orientation the nose is in, how thick or thin it should be. Does this person have detached or attached earlobes? In fact, he could determine from the skull she had detached earlobes. That's a genetic marker. He could also determine which direction her nose was pointed, where the tip of her nose was. We saw that she had a slight overbite as well. We were also able to determine through a biochemical analysis that while her remains were found in Florida, she was not from Florida. And she'd only been in Florida for a few months, because the pollen that was found on her remains, and the pollen was from of that recent season, meaning the pollen found on her body was unique only to the northwestern part of the United States, possibly the midwestern part of the United States as well. And so with this information, we are trying to spark that recognition, try to get somebody who may recognize who this child was in life, in hopes that we can determine, we can find out their name, we can find out, you know, what happened to them, and provide the family with these answers. You have to think it's 1973 when these remains were found. There's no social media, there's no cell phones. You know, was she traveling with a companion? Was she traveling with a boyfriend? There's a really strong possibility that our family had no idea she was even in Florida, hence why there was no missing child report matching her description in the area. So her remains have gone unidentified, and we're hoping that somebody can identify her remains based on the facial reconstruction that Joe did right there at CrimeCon in front of all the attendees right there on the floor over those 3 days. He hand built that in clay, which we have now at our Florida branch. We have a Florida branch of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. That bust is now in our Florida office and will continue to be used in hopes to identify this Jane Doe.
And I'm going to tell you, it was the most extraordinary thing to watch. It was just a God-given gift to watch him work. And, you know, when you start with that first day, I mean, it looks like a skeleton. It looks kind of almost like, are you making some kind of Halloween mask?
Yeah,
you know?
it's kind of creepy at first.
It's kind of creepy. And I know Caroline, you met my daughter. She was with me and she was like, okay, like he's got a ways to go, you know. But then Saturday, we started to really see, wait a minute. And then by Sunday afternoon, there she was.
Yeah. Oh, she's got hair and a scrunchie and everything. Yes. I mean, you know, it comes to life. And that's what Joe always says. You know, once I see someone staring back at me, that's when I stop.
And then everybody there was taking pictures to share on social media. So it was just a brilliant way to get this unidentified cold case some national attention because everybody was sharing it.
Yeah, and that's what we wanted. Look, hey, it would have been great if somebody there at CrimeCon recognized that child, but hey, take a picture of it, post on social media. All it takes is one person, again, to spark that recognition. And we say that all the time at the National Center. Our whole database of missing children's cases are available at our website, missingkids.org. You can go and search through every single one of our cases that we have active right now. If there's a case from your community or a case that you think is not getting the attention that it deserves, post on your feed. Maybe a friend or a family member or somebody that follows you recognizes that child. All it takes is one kid. You could be the reason that that child is reunited with their family, or a case like this one that these unidentified remains are identified and a family finally gets those answers that they've been desperately searching for.
Callahan, there's no way to talk to you without getting fired up. But I'm just ready to go load up the truck. Let's go save some children.
That's right.
So tell us what your goals are for the future and how we can support you. What do you need from us?
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're always trying to put ourselves out of a job at the National Center. We always want to say, like, hey, the last missing child's been found. No children will ever go missing again. Unfortunately, we're not there. And we are a nonprofit. We rely on the generous donations of individuals. And so, you know, for listeners to go out and come to our website, we're missingkids.org. Again, we have some great educational programs. If you have a child in your life, look at our NetSmarts program. Look at our KidSmarts program. We've got resources that can help them make safe and smart decisions. But for our active cases, for the cases of exploitation we're fighting against, for the missing children we're trying to actively find, donations are, I can't stress it enough. It really is what keeps our doors open, our lights on. If it weren't for our generous donors, we wouldn't be able to have helped recover. We've recovered over 400,000 missing children since our inception. And that doesn't happen without the generous donations of people like your listeners. And so, you know, if you give $1, $5, whatever you have, honestly, the donations just, they mean a lot. And they're what allows us to continue the fight. It allows us to help assisting law enforcement, assisting families that are going through a nightmare scenario. And it allows us to bring home these children that we're able to, you know, and affect the change that we're able to affect with the families and the children that we serve. It really is about bringing these children home and being able to provide the long-term care and support that they need as well.
Callahan, I cannot thank you enough. I think everybody that had an opportunity to listen to you tonight is going to be called to action. Y'all, I'm going to end Zone 7 the way that I always do, with a quote. Not knowing where your child is at bedtime is a pretty hard thing to accept. Reve Walsh, Adam's mama. I'm Cheryl McCollum, and this is Zone 7.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.